This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of an election day, especially in Virginia, could be felt across the country. Aaron Rodgers, superstar in line for maybe another MVP year as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, tests positive for COVID-19. He won't play against the Chiefs. But did he lie about being vaccinated? Lots of debate about that. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for jumping on with us. Okay, a couple of quick things right at the top. One, New Jersey was, a close one for the Democrats. I mean, that's a heavily Democratic state, not that they haven't elected plenty of Republicans in the past, but New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has become the first Democratic governor in more than four decades to win re-election in the Garden State. But it took a long time. He narrowly survived a closer-than-expected race that dragged well past Election Day. People were grabbing their Egg McMuffins in the morning and still didn't know what was happening in that election. Different story in Virginia. It was all about Republican Glenn Youngkin, who really dealt a blow to the Dems, who thought for sure they had Virginia in the bag, but it was not to be. Virginia definitely went in a different direction, although that was a pretty tight race, too. Not quite as tight as New Jersey. We talked about it in a previous show, but it does ultimately, I think, paint a picture that there's been kind of a verdict that's flying around across the nation on the maskers and the vaxxers, and how they feel about the economy in their states, and how they feel about mandates in particular, also education and taxes on the exit polls certainly were part of what many people weighed in about, and I think that this is going to continue to be that march to 2024. So interesting that Murphy was saved in the end because of some of the registered Democrats who came out enough in droves that they reelected him, and the big push to consistently watch those approval ratings, but pretty big because it was that close that it could have gone in a different direction. So there is a lot of chatter about figuring out the temperature of the nation and what that's going to look like in just a couple of years. And ultimately, is this again a referendum on what we're going to see in upcoming elections? And I think it's pretty obvious that's what we're going to see. And of course, it depends a lot on what happens as we continue to go through the tail end, hopefully, of this pandemic. Independence, that's the real kicker. The independents who in the last election backed Biden by 19 points have gone in a different direction. In Virginia, a lot of the independents went for the Republican. So Youngkin, I think, is somebody to watch. And again, it shows that people are frustrated. And sometimes it's about turning in a different direction. And it wasn't even about Donald Trump or following in the so-called Trumper footsteps, because that's really not what he did in his race against McAuliffe. He didn't do that. So it reminded me, McAuliffe, I think, was in such shock. He reminded me of Hillary Clinton when she was partying with Bruce Springsteen in Philadelphia on the night of the election, I think really because of the people around her pumping her up and thinking, okay, this is it, the first woman president, not really thinking that Donald Trump was going to take it, even if it was closer than expected. And I think McAuliffe had that same attitude that, you know, we have this. You know, this might be maybe a little tighter than we thought, but we got this thing bagged. He had that kind of deer in the headlights look that I think the Hillary camp had when Donald Trump knocked off Hillary Clinton when she ran for president in 2016. So as the world turns politically, we'll continue to read those tea leaves. In the meantime, so much more is happening. We've just barely scratched the surface here. Of course, we're going to dive into your thoughts, as we always do, during this hour in the mailbag. We go to our virtual mail room, and then it is time to nail the score. And if you don't know how that works, it is so easy, my friends. You don't have to know anything about football. I pick a game of the week, and you just tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Poof! It's that easy. You know, so who wins it? And any score will do, because there is not any symmetry in football, right? The scores are all over the place. Lopsided, you know, any which way. So you can do that two ways. I'm going to throw out the number at the beginning, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email during our last segment once I announce the game, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, some of what is buzzing around our world, and I think some others as well, really continues to be the march toward the end of this year. And what does that look like? And what's the holidays? What are the holidays going to look like? What's happening as far as the supply chain? And there's nothing new to report other than there's a great push to try to get around what's happening with the supply chain, because there are still, frankly, lots and lots of backups. So if you're waiting for a product, it might not come in. And I'm talking about the kind of product, the legal product, that is stuck in the middle of the ocean somewhere. And, yeah, there are 24/7 ports like Los Angeles, which is the biggest, so things are getting done a little bit faster, but still not quite fast enough to fulfill lots and lots of orders. I know many business people who are stuck in this situation with small to medium-sized businesses, and they're trying to be innovative and figure out ways around the problems with the supply chain, knowing full well that this is not going to be an easy next couple of months, because we're still in, again, that situation where we're being held hostage, so to speak, by the crippling effects of the pandemic. So when you know you're just banging your head against a wall, you come up with solutions and you figure out what the solutions are, being more innovative, whether it's something digitally you can do or some other way to fulfill whatever those orders are. And I have to say, this is a big time for innovation. So necessity dictates that, and we're seeing the necessity for it. That's for sure. All right, how about this? The other thing that's, of course, always on our mind is what's happening with outbreaks, what's happening with vaccines, what's happening with people who aren't vaccinated. And younger children started to get vaccinated. So kids 5 to 11, that has ramped up, just starting, really, a lot of them today, getting those vaccines and being interviewed and asked, oh, did it hurt? And they say, no, it didn't hurt. The push is to vaccinate about 28 million elementary school children. We'll see if that number's actually hit. CVS and Walgreens, the two biggest pharmacy chains in the country, are taking appointments, and they're seeing a lot of appointments. Rolling forward next.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do, to reflect who we are and what we hope to build. I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com. Moving in to a little dollars and cents. A couple of quick hits here. The Fed really stomping on those brakes on the stimulus that in the past year helped stimulate the economy. I remember in the beginning of the pandemic, everybody was like, woohoo, we need it. Help us, we're drowning. So the Federal Reserve is, like I said, putting the pedal to the metal. They had been doing that since the spring of 2020, and so now they're kind of letting up on that, buying billions of dollars worth of government bonds and other assets each month. The Fed has supported the economy through COVID, but now the central bank is reducing that fast pace for those monthly purchases. So instead, slashing bonds by buying $10 billion for Treasury securities and $5 billion for agency mortgage-backed securities. If this all sounds like gobbledygook to you, I get it. Because we still have, the target is still interest rates, right? Near zero for now. And they're still going to buy at least $70 billion Treasury securities and at least $35 billion, again, mortgage-backed securities this month. Starting in December, it falls to a little lower. So $60 billion. Get the math? $30 billion. So they're cautiously tapering off, right? And the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, said, look, we got to do this. The economy has made some substantial progress toward the goals, so we don't think it's time to raise interest rates. Thank goodness. But there's more ground to cover, for this whole labor market recovery. He's looking around. He's seeing all the help wanted signs everywhere. Even the other night, we had, because of course we have the great Nate with us during this show, but Jeremy was at the controls, and he had mentioned off the air to me like so many of us with these crazy, wacky hours that we work, that he likes to stop at Arby's and get himself one of those Arby roast beef sandwiches. But there in the Minneapolis, the place that he goes to, it was closed down at 5. Why? Because they don't have enough people to work there. Have you ever heard of such a thing? I mean, that's the whole idea. Fast food, drive-through, get it now, get it hot, right? Yeah. They got the meats, but they don't have them after 5 in the Minneapolis at this particular Arby's. And that's, they're not unique to that, because we're seeing this all over the place. So I guess Powell started to look around. I mean, he's got to realize that. I mean, yes, there's been some progress, but we don't want to see those interest rates climb. So lifting the rates depends on the economy. That makes sense. Patience pays. I was very happy to see that, because I think that's what we need. We definitely don't need to slap that into full gear. And we got to have that balance somewhere, right? Absolutely. Because you look at the global supply chain, I just talked about it, and the demand is going through the roof, but we're seeing steep price increases, because what is currently out there, which I think some of that's going to be lost, but what's currently out there, you can't catch up to it fast enough, right? You know, we have authors on this show. It's one of the things I love that we've done in this last year and a half. People from all over the place. Lots of Americans, some people from New Zealand, Australia, the UK, you know, and other nooks and crannies. A couple people from India, Ireland, whatever. Because I want to highlight people's stories. And what do I hear from so many of them and so many people that have written that book? You know, that book that you all have. Everybody has a book in them. I really believe that. Everybody has a story. But when you're getting that story out there now, there's such a backup on books. If you have any big orders, in some cases, forget about it because of the supply chain deal. It's tough to get some of those books going. Not that you can't have them, and you have them, and they could be print on demand, but it may take a while to get those bigger chunks of books, perhaps, that you need. I mean, that's just a one little example of what the backup has done to some people who desperately, you know, need it. All right. In dollars and cents, what's so interesting to me, have you ever done this? I know you've done this. I can remember being at the beach with my mother and saying, we were going back and forth about my childhood home and where she lived, that, oh, it's, you know, she would tell us, it's not worth what you think it's worth. And then, boom, where would we go? Of course, we went to Zillow and looked it up on Zillow. And it had some astronomical figure, which she said was ridiculous. So Zillow probably inflated some of the values of homes and gave people near heart attacks at times. But, you know, this was the place where you looked, you did a little spying. You looked up some of the houses that perhaps you were looking at, or just out of curiosity, you looked at Zillow. But Zillow is bouncing out of the, what they call, iBuying business, and they're going to shut down their Zillow offers division, and they're going to slash staff 25%. They say they're going to see a total write-down of more than $540 million because of their exit from the business. Of course, buying homes and reselling them. And as a result of shutting down Zillow offers, the company said that's why they're cutting jobs, because they were halting the new purchases of houses because supply chains disruptions, again, notice the common denominator, and the labor shortage were causing them to get backlogged on the homes it was renovating and preparing for sale. But they said that the $304 million inventory write-down that it recorded in the third quarter from their home segment included Zillow offers was because it bought homes during the last quarter for prices higher than it believes they can sell them. Inflated prices. I will confess, this is so odd, because we had a realtor that used the same line. If you sell anything, don't use the same line. That's my advice to you, or I challenge you not to do that. I know some of you are in sales. All of us are in sales in some way. But the realtor would say, can you see yourself in this home? Can you see yourself in this home? And, you know, it could be a pool in the back. Can you see yourself in this home? No. No, we can't. And we ended up, it was a Zillow thing. It was a Zillow person that we ended up getting the house for, but obviously all of that is winding down because they're not the largest iBuyer in the country, but they were a distant second to Open Door. So how about that? Yeah. And like I say, it to me, they're kind of like the encyclopedia for houses. Just because people know it, it became such a brand. And there's that whole thing of branding that you would just look out of curiosity even. You would look a house up. All right, also in dollars and cents, how about Bank of America, the bearer of bad news, our pals at B of A? How are you getting hammered at the pump? Maybe you aren't. Maybe you are riding a bike, or maybe you're going electric. I don't know. But if you do use petro, gas prices have surged to a seven-year high of $3.40 a gallon nationally, getting close to $4 in Nevada, Washington State. Oh, I saw that. And Oregon is crazy how expensive gas was when I was in Seattle. So Bank of America is now predicting that Brent crude oil, which of course drives gas prices, is going to hit $120 a barrel by June of 2022. Do you know, if you look at this number, remember I've said this, I just wrote this down in my little notebook, that this is the 3rd of November going into the 4th of November, 120 by June 2022. You know why? That's a 45% higher number than current levels. That's what we'll see. So when demand is tight, which it is, prices shoot up. I mean, we know that, right? So it's going to go, it's definitely going to go up to 100 a barrel, maybe 120. That's wild. So Bank of America, you could say, is kind of bullish on oil. And it's soaring because of the pandemic. And now more people are driving, so they need, what do they need? Gas. So the demand is causing that skyrocketing, right? And U.S. natural gas has more than doubled this year, so that's why we're seeing that equivalent cost of $2.40 a barrel for oil in Europe. Wow. So that's going to force some utilities and factories to switch to a cheaper alternative because they can't pay that. So that, you know what that means? They're going to go to oil, right? So maybe B of A is right, because we're going to have an even tighter market. And, yes, we're seeing lots of conversation about electric. But that's not full on. Even charging stations, you're starting to see them everywhere. But people making the big switch, I think, still takes years. Years and years and years. All right, so we're hitting the mailroom next. That means you're involved.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says negotiations are continuing when it comes to the president's Build Back Better agenda. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin joining Fox's special report and discussing Democrats' reconciliation package to try to further that plan.
Let them vote on the infrastructure bill. Take the time to work on the reconciliation bill the way it needs to be worked, the CBO scoring.
Manchin saying, though, there's no excuse for not passing the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which he does support, as Democrats seek to pass their spending bill alongside the infrastructure spending. President Biden's applauding the final approval of COVID Pfizer vaccines for kids ages 5 through 11. He spoke at the White House on Wednesday afternoon, calling it a time of relief for parents across the nation. This is USA Radio News. President Biden shooting down a report that he wants to pay migrant families who were separated during the prior Trump administration money. Biden said any suggestion that his administration plans to pay $450,000 to migrant families is, in his words, garbage. During a chat with White House reporters, Biden added, "That's not going to happen." San Francisco Giants catcher Buster Posey's retiring. Multiple reports say the 34-year-old veteran and three-time World Series champ will make it official tomorrow. Posey had a decorated career with the Giants, winning the National League Rookie of the Year in 2010 and the National League Comeback Player of the Year and League MVP in 2012. And all three major indexes closed at record highs on Wall Street. That after the Fed announced its plan to begin slowing down monthly bond purchases that were implemented during the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What? Stick in the mail bag.
Stick in the mail bag.
What?
Yeah! All right, we're in the mail room and covered in mail. Thanks to everybody who constantly sends in their thoughts. We got this one from Richard. Richard, who is listening to us in Oklahoma City. At 800 a or 890 a.m., he says, listening to you on KTLR, so that is 890 a.m. Hey, Kate, I was just wondering, we were having this argument in my house about how many people, you know, statistically speaking, where are we pandemic-wise with how many people have died? I know you always have the JH numbers, so what are they saying? That's a good question because, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, we were talking a lot about that. 750,000, John Hopkins is saying that that's the amount of people who have died, Americans who have died of COVID. And I saw a comparison. I like that when you try to put it in perspective, that it would rank 47th in the country, more populous than Alaska, Vermont, or Wyoming. That's the amount of people. If you tried to, in your head, think about it, that's what it would be, and wow, right? Lots of families have to be in some serious pain, I would think, but there's still divisions even in families that have lost people who weren't vaccinated or had some underlying condition and couldn't get a vaccine in the beginning, and some that didn't want one. You know, there's all sides to this whole thing, right? And then the Delta variant that slammed into the U.S. and so many other countries in the summer, certainly hitting a lot of people and taking their lives. And so, you know, some of those new COVID cases dropped between probably about mid-September to mid-October, something like that. All you have to do is talk to anyone in the funeral business and the graveside services. We lost my mother-in-law in the beginning of the pandemic. It wasn't pandemic-related, but they were so busy, we were lucky to get in. I mean, it really was that bad. And then talked about, they told us, you know, look at this grave, look at this grave. And you saw these fresh graves, and they were all COVID deaths. So there you go, 750,000, and hopefully we've seen the worst, and it's behind us. The worst is behind us. Please, please, please. All right, let's move on to another one. How about this one from Big Al? Big Al says, Katie Kate. I knew it was that Big Al. Katie Kate, I'm looking at what happened with your quarterback in Green Bay. I know that you like him, and I'm wondering, is it really true? Did he lie that he was vaccinated? Did he just kind of evade the question, or what happened there? Because he's obviously not going to be playing this weekend for the Packers when they meet Kansas City. And I've read a couple of different things, and I was watching, pardon the interruption, and a few other shows that I watch sports-wise, and I listened to some of the opinions of the sports dudes as to what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. Well, you're right about the COVID thing. I mean, he's not playing, so he's on the list, and they've got protocols. And so I guess he had an alternate treatment before the start of training camp. Supposedly, that's what some sources out there are saying in the world, like ESPN's Adam Schechter, who I trust because he just seems to know everyone and anyone. And then he petitioned the NFL for treatment to allow him to be considered the same as somebody who received one of the approved vaccinations. So they had, a bunch of back and forth. The players union and an infectious disease consultant approved by both Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers heard the case for the exemption, ruled that he would not get the same consideration, would be considered unvaccinated, right? So he doesn't wear a mask when he's in the media auditorium during the weekly post-game news conferences. The Packers have put other unvaccinated players on Zoom instead of in-person media sessions. And the NFL said, you know, they're aware of the situation in Green Bay. They're going to review the matter with the Packers. Brian McCarthy, who would do that at the NFL level, says failure to not enforce the protocols has resulted in discipline being assessed against individual clubs in the past. So they're hinting that that could happen with Green Bay. And what's interesting is the, you know, Rodgers, who's the reigning MVP, kind of intimated that he was immunized when he was asked about his vaccine status, because they get asked this question routinely, all the players, by the beat, what I'll call them beat reporters, people that cover them day in and day out. So the Packers coach is getting bombarded with comments and being asked to talk about it, Matt LaFleur, and he's saying, I'm not going to comment on any player or coach's vaccination status. You know, did they, because everyone's trying to figure out if he just made it up, lied, whatever. So he was asked about whether Rodgers' use of immunized may have been misleading, and he said, I love this. Well, that's a great question for Aaron. I'm not going to comment on it. I mean, he's not going to comment on it. What's he going to do? So now, Jordan Love is going to make his first career start against Kansas City. So how about that? They're not going to square off Pat Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. That certainly changes perhaps the line a little bit in that game. The Packers are 7-1, and they've got a 7-game win streak and are tied with the Rams and Cardinals for the best record in the NFC. So we'll see what Jordan Love can do and what Aaron Rodgers eventually says about what he said and what treatment he used, if he talks about it, or how he comes back and bounces back from that. But he's definitely not in for this next game. So there you go. All right, moving on to another one. This one is from Dirk. Kate, I have to say, I'm not surprised that McAuliffe didn't win Virginia. I think he overshot what he thought was an easy win over a little more unknown opponent who wasn't completely unknown, but just thinking that, well, look at the territory here and what Democrats have done in the past. I think this is the biggest mistake the Democrats make, is underestimating some of the members of the Republican Party. And in this case, Youngkin did his own thing. He wasn't running on Trump's coattails of people that love Donald Trump, etc. Not at all. He was focused on mostly Virginia, it seems like to me. So pretty interesting now what has happened to some states that went blue back in 2008. Now some of them are in that kind of purple area, and they may change colors completely. Virginia is one of those that's in the middle of all of this. Yeah, you know what? There was a lot of high hopes surrounding Youngkin, and he just focused on what McAuliffe was saying. He focused on what he thought were the troubles, the worries of the people in Virginia, pretty much at least a lot of the campaign rhetoric that I heard anyway seemed to be that, you know, that it, that direction. And he's not a far right candidate. He's a little bit more in the middle. Not completely, but he's a little bit more in the middle. So we'll see what kind of success he has, or, you know, what happens. He did win the nomination, campaigning as a conservative Christian outsider, and he did talk about election integrity. So he did appeal to many Trump voters, right, who didn't like the results of the 2020 election. But then once he was running, he talked about taxes and law enforcement and frustration with schools over especially pandemic policies, that kind of stuff. And he was the suburban dad who was out there with sometimes kids in tow and his family, etc., which is what you do when you run. So it was a much different campaign, I think, than some people expected. But, he, you know, this is the bottom line. He won. And your question about McAuliffe and the Democrats and then New Jersey almost going to the Republicans, too, I think it's kind of a wake-up call as to what's going to continue to happen if the focus isn't on what's happening locally where you are. That's the thing I think people are tired of, right? Politics are local. Even though there's frustrations and there is massive divide in this country, when it comes down to it, in your little hamlet, wherever it is that you live, it is local. Who you are electing is representing your interest where you live. Make no mistake about that. I say that all the time, that this is why you got to pay attention, because who are you electing to city council? Who is running the show where you live? And then statewide, who's representing you in Washington? And so a governor, that carries a lot of weight in the state. So the people in Virginia that were concerned about taxes and education, he was playing the hits. And McAuliffe, it's not that he never talked about it, but he was focused in other directions. All right, coming up next, it is Nail the Score. Remember, you can call in 855-266-5283 or flip me an email with a guest once I announce the game, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
You feel like you're
doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. It is time for that Nail the Score thing. Boy, it has been weird, hasn't it? In the NFL, we just had the Aaron Rodgers thing, and now that's going to change that game against the Chiefs. That would have figured a little bit higher in my mind, although the Chiefs are a coin toss kind of team. You know, the Kansas City is favored by 7.5 at this point for that afternoon game on Sunday. Yeah, how about that? And you know what? Who knows? Look what happens. Cooper Rush was pretty good for the Dallas Cowboys in their win on Sunday night. So sometimes the backup may surprise you. So Jordan Love, brand new, who says that he can't make it interesting? But that's not the game of the week. I mean, is it the Patriots and the Panthers? Is it the Chargers and the Eagles? Oh, certainly not. The Eagles are just one of those teams that, who knows, whichever way the wind blows. No, the game of the week is, again, a Sunday night game. Titans and the Rams. Titans and the Rams. SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. The Rams are favored by 7.5. The total points, 53.5 points. So when I look at the Titans and the Rams, I think that's going to be a really good game. I really do. But again, with the Titans, sometimes they can run away with it and sometimes they can get a little bit run over. The Rams are favored by 7.5, so more than a touchdown. So who wins this, Titans or the Rams? What do you think? What team and what is the final score? It is oh so easy. Just call this number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email. At least a handful of you always do that. I'm thinking you're working, so somebody's working. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. He is always, always first in line, and Sharon is right behind him. So we go from Texas to Maine. Let's start in Texas, the great state of Texas, and Pete. Pete, what do you think?
I am for nailing the score.
I love it.
Oh, my word. I want the Rams to win. I'm saying
28-24. I love it. All right, 28-24, so that's a close game. And obviously the Rams are, you know, they're the 7.5-point favorites, so you got it closer than that. Pete, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we go from Pete to Sharon in Maine. Brr. Although it's been cold in Texas. It's in the 40s in Texas. It's like blanket weather. Two blankets. Sharon, hello.
Hi. It is as cold. It's in the 30s here.
So if it's in the 30s, that's two blankets plus.
Yep.
All right, who do you like?
I'm going to go with Titans.
Titans?
Tennessee Titans. Yep. Oh, gosh. 24-17.
24-17. All right, I like it. 24-17, going with the Titans. Good luck, Sharon. Cold in Maine in the 30s. Once it hits in the 40s, I've become a weenie. I grew up in a cold area, but I've lived all over this great country, and now much more in the South and the Southwest. So I think it does something to your blood. I don't know. That's what they say anyway. 855-266-5283. Titans or the Rams, who wins it? What's the final score? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We always like to pick on Nathan, our technical maestro. So, Nathan, Titans or the Rams, who do you like?
Yeah, what's in your blood? That's tolerance. That's a physical condition engineers would tell you about. I'm going to go with the Titans. How about 28-21, Titans?
28-21, Nate has spoken. The Titans. All right, thanks, Nate. Something in my blood. I don't know what it is. Because I can remember some really cold winters that I endured as a kid outside of Philly. It's always my favorite. You know what my favorite is? I'm just going to digress. I'm going to go down that rabbit hole. You're going to have to pardon me for a second. So when I was a kid, what would happen is I would turn on KYW, and I would just be saying, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. I want to have a snowball fight. I want to get on one of those saucers, go down the hill, you know, whatever. And go down Evesham Avenue, because we live right by this popular road, Evesham Avenue. And they would have... It seemed like a gazillion numbers. Your school had a number, and they would go through the school closings in Bucks County, and they'd have all these numbers. And it would take forever for them to get to New Jersey, and they finally would, and I'd be just looking for, just holding that number on a piece of paper, because, of course, I never remembered it. Hold that number. You know, it's like 6:30 in the morning so that I could just go back to bed. And I was always the best when they said the number and we did not have school. All right, I got to make a guess here, and I'm going to say the Rams. It would be interesting if the Titans did win. I'm going to, every time I pick the Titans, they lose, so maybe they will win. I'm going to say the Rams, and I think the final score, boy, Matt Stafford is on fire. Fire! They would be 8-1 if they win. They're 3-1 at home, and they have had a few missteps. I mean, all the teams have. They somewhere you trip up along the line. 53.5 is the over-under. All right, I like 34-21. 34-21, Rams beat the Titans. That's what I think. Yeah. And we got some injuries to deal with here too. So we'll see what happens. I mean, Adrian Peterson, who? He was signed to the practice squad. Peterson was an incredible player for TCU back in the day. And of course, he had some great moments with the Vikings. And, he now steps in because of a big injury. And so what's he gonna look like? I mean, is the Titans season over because they don't have Derrick Henry? He's on the injured reserve. You know, his injury was a terrible, terrible injury. I mean, the Titans are 18-3 when Henry rushes for 100 yards or more, and 8-10 when he didn't hit that mark, and now he's not in. So it's potentially that season-ending injury, which it looks like. But, it still doesn't mean that one player makes the team completely tank or go, but he is a big factor in it. And Tennessee right now, the AFC South, they lead. They have a comfortable cushion, too. Indianapolis is 3-5. Jacksonville's horrid, and so is Houston. Both of those teams have one win. So definitely I feel pretty good about my Rams pick. But like I said, on any given Sunday, we all know this, anything can happen. All right, if you're sending me guesses, don't worry, because I've had some people ask about this. Miller, I got yours, AT. So if you're sending me guesses and they're in before the top of the hour, I got them locked and loaded. Don't worry. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. I think the interesting game of the week is the one I said too, is what happens with Rodgers not there. What happens with Jordan Love? Because that was the whole conversation. Remember that they didn't show much love to Aaron Rodgers when they went after Jordan Love. Now he gets a chance because of the COVID-19 policy and him testing positive. Will he prevail, and will the Packers prevail over the Kansas City Chiefs? And if the Chiefs don't win, how terrible are they? Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Thanks for playing, and make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.